Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, February the 19th. Tuesday, February the 19th of 2019 at the time. The time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as always, my brothers and my sisters, you know, I like to jump right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue with the series, the private series and the public series. So this is kind of like part 3.5. We did part 3 last night in the private message where we broke down again how to become a personal magnet. So we're talking about personal magnetism. Today we're introducing or we're transferring that, which we're going to be talking about tonight in the private series, how to take this show or your ideals and turn them into products, service, and information. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about the ebook that's based upon personal magnetism. But before we do that, we also want to talk, or while we do that, we also want to talk about fake magnetism. So there's a lot of fake magnetism out in the world today that for some reason or another is still tripping up, or it is still duping, if you want to use that term, or is still attracting people, and people are getting caught up in this charismatic stupor that is based upon manipulation. Now, personal magnetism is the result of what we've been talking about during this series, and what we've been talking about primarily is your individual effectiveness that comes from maintaining total clarity and total positivity that is projected through your genuine, enthusiastic, upbeat confidence about your dear Kanil, your destiny, your purpose, your mission. So there is this ability to over and understand how, when you talk about personal magnetism, we talk about spiritual magnetism, we are also talking about there is the anti-spiritual magnetism. Now, I'm going to turn all of this into a book to show everybody how to produce their own digital products. Because, again, at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. It's all about making sure that we over and understand how to develop our own digital products. Now, these digital products are for not only the promotion or the expression of the self, but they're also designed to benefit everybody else. That's really the bottom line. So we want to take our energy, we want to put it in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits other people more than it benefits ourselves. That's personal magnetism. So there is an art, there's a way to do that by getting past what we talked about yesterday, which were the 20 attributes and characteristics that kind of demonizes your magnetism. It kind of destroys your magnetism. Purpose is to over and understand that everybody listening to the sound of my voice, we are all either one being controlled by other people, because remember, you either program or you're being programmed. And now it's extremely, extremely important because, you know, one of the things that really, really stands out to me is that the inability to identify the program, because you're inside the program. So let me say that again. The inability to identify the program, that's what keeps you inside of the program. That's what fake magnetism is. So fake magnetism is the expression of the wrong frequency, wave, vibration, or pattern, because you're inside a pattern that's not your pattern. Now, that's very hard to identify, because now we're getting into over and understand, how do you know what you don't know that you should know but you don't know? Think about that for a moment, because what the enemy does is to make us think, because remember, that is the opposite of aletheia. And I'm going to be breaking this down again this Sunday. We're going to be I'll be doing my Facebook Live at around 12 noon. I'll be bringing the word at my my wife's father's church, Fountain of Living Water, and I'm going to be talking about a subject that's really close and near to my heart, and that is basically what I call fruitfulness or effectiveness or kingdomness, the ability to get, again, IMRs, immediate measurable results. Because what I'm seeing is that there's a lot of rhetoric, but there's no results. So we've got to look at ways by which to boost our magnetism, which is our mindset, the ability for us to be effective, so that way we can cultivate an atmosphere where our personal magnetism can not only benefit ourselves, but it benefits everybody else instead of hurt. So we're either helping or hurting. See, a lot of people they think that they're helping, but in actuality, they are hurting. So the acronym for HOPE that I had way back in the day was Helping Other People Earn, H-O-P-E, Helping Other People Earn. And then I switched over, again, if you go back way back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and listen to my shows, you're going to see the acronym Helping Other People Evolve. So, and the word evolve is, you know, E-V-O-L, turned around is L-O-V-E. So it's helping other people love. And so the whole key to magnetism, to making yourself a magnet. Now, that's extremely, extremely important, because when we talk about making yourself a magnet, you know, this whole series we've been breaking this down. And we talked about last night, we talked about, again, what I call focus, discipline, and order, which is basically concentration and the way that we concentrate. If we make ourselves attractive, and we talk about the word attractive, it is putting yourself on a track. And so anything that keeps you from, or anything that demagnetizes you or demonizes you, is a distraction. So a distraction puts you off, or it is a distract. So that means I'm going to dis your track. I'm going to take you off your track. And so the inability to put your energy in the form of a product, service, information that benefits others, other people, that is fake magnetism. Because if you are not sharing your share, the whole purpose is for you to express, expose, and expand not only yourself, but for everyone else. Your job is to get to know yourself better. The whole purpose of establishing is for you to get to know yourself. But everybody, or a lot of people, are interested more in making more connections with other people, social media, instead of making connections with themselves. Very few people are deliberately espiritas. Very few people are deliberately seeking to inspire others by inspiring themselves. So when we talk about magnetism and fake magnetism has to do with three things: control, manipulation, and victimhood, or being the victim. You will always find, again, people draw people to themselves for the benefit of themselves. It's not for the benefit of the other person. That's fake magnetism. Now, fake magnetism is extremely, extremely important to understand. Because, remember, you can't tell it's fake. It looks just like the real magnetism. That's Lucien Farr's job, is to get us to really, really, really think we are here to benefit other people, when in fact we're here to benefit ourselves. So fake magnetism is the result of self-grandizement in the form of self-delusion. Now, when you are self-deluded, it's very difficult to understand because, again, it's self. So being self-delusional or being self-deluded or being self-delusion is really interesting because it's a failure to recognize self. It's a failure to love self. And the way by which we do that is society is designed to keep you mind. Meaning M-I-D-E-D, mind. So when we talk about self-esteem, when we talk about self-image, we have to be careful of artificially propping up the self to maintain a temporary mental boost or a temporary mental esteem. So a faulty self-image, a fake self-image, that is fake magnetism. Because if your self-esteem and your self-image is fake, then you are drawing fake, because birds of a feather flock together. So everybody around you is going to be fake because you're fake. But it's very difficult to understand because very few people can really look underneath and examine themselves to see the self-delusion. Now, the way that we dilute the self is by not identifying with the self. You can easily tell. Well, I can easily tell because the first sign that somebody is self-deluded is the rejection of the self. And you will find that people reject themselves because they don't know themselves. Like, that's what I did. I rejected myself because I didn't know myself. So I couldn't love myself because I really didn't know myself. So I had to take time out to make it okay. The number one problem with fake magnetism and self-delusion is the feeling that there's something wrong with feeling good about yourself. See, there is nothing wrong with feeling good about yourself. Nothing. There is nothing wrong with loving yourself. There's nothing wrong with you making it okay for you to be okay. But in order for you to be fake with other people, you have to be fake with yourself. In order for you to lie to other people, you have to lie to yourself. Everything starts with the self. So this ability to be fake or to have fake magnetism is simply the ability to dilute yourselves so that way you can prop up yourself through different self-enhancers that are not, I'm going to use the word innate, meaning that you go outside of yourself to use artificial things to prop up your self-esteem. And it gives you a temporary, it's like a temporary shot of dopamine. It's the same thing that social media does. So if you go on social media to get your attention or your affirmations or to get your attaboys or to get that pat on the back to release that dopamine instead of doing it internally within the self, then you are addicted to things outside of the self. That's fake magnetism. Because it's artificial. It's not something that is innate. So the key is to identify, are, am I a single standing column of waveform energy? Am I totally dependent upon myself from a perspective of mental health? Meaning I go within and I find attributes and characteristics that are given to me by my father to stimulate me, to uplift me, to boost me, or am I, one, controlled and controlling? Am I, two, manipulated and manipulating? Am I, three, a victim and victimizing other people? So fake magnetism is the result of three things. Fake magnetism is the result of control. Now, someone who draws people through control, that means that they're using certain behavioral techniques knowingly or unknowingly, certain psychological techniques, and we're not going to get into all the stuff like, you know, gaslighting and love bombing and all of the other techniques that's out there that brings about a false or fake magnetism. But control, again, is control. We broke that word down many, many, many times, which means large, clumsy demon. It has to do, people who control are themselves controlled. So fake magnetism means I want to draw you to me, but I draw you to me by controlling you. I use techniques to manipulate you to make you feel guilty for not giving all of your energy and all of your attention to me. It's a form of vampirism. So fake magnetism is really, if we call it what it is, it's what I call energy deficient hyperactivity disorder. And I talked about that. I have an entire 7-hour series that breaks down EDHD, energy deficit hyperactivity disorder. There's an energy deficit. So I got to use your energy, so I become an energy vampire. As an energy vampire, what I do is I emotionally manipulate you. That's how I control. It is if you are incapable of seeing things from someone else's perspective, you are not empathic and sympathetic. You always are threatening to disconnect from people if they don't validate your perspective. That's control. Control is the inability to even consider someone else's point of view. Control always is someone who is extremely emotionally immature. They don't understand Hebrews 6:1. The Bible says, let us go on to maturity. That's why it tells us to go on. There is energy vampires out there, and they position themselves or project themselves as people who are charismatic or magnetic or people who are in the know. A lot of quote-unquote leaders, a lot of CEOs, a lot of, you know, people, they got to the top of where they are by using other people's energy. Energy vampires, they are very controlling, they're very manipulative, and they're always the victim. They're always able to position themselves as the victim. They're never the victor. And it's really interesting because when a energy vampire or energy vampires are very, very, very attractive to a lot of people. because they attract you because they consciously or unconsciously desire to resolve a deeper problem. But the problem is within their psyche. It's not in their, it's not within your psyche. But they draw you thinking or making you feel like they have a solution to your problem, but they don't. They have the ability to perceive problems because they are problems. So an energy vampire is very perceptive. This is fake magnetism. Fake magnetism is very dangerous because the way fake magnetism works, it works because the person that's in, that's talking about the dark is still in the dark. And so their perception of the dark is where they're at, and they draw you based upon the fact that they are just like you. But they don't have a solution to their own problems. So they surely don't have a solution to your problem. So your job is just to be aware of fake problem solvers, because as the Bible says, you can tell a tree by its fruit. Now, this is the problem, as I've been saying for 20 years, that I have with primarily the, you know, what we call the church or the traditional church, and the problem that I have with my with myself, and the reason that I developed the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, Life Magnet Center, everything that I do, the reason I'm writing this book on personal magnetism or magnetization equals monetization. Monetization equals maximization. And this book, again, for everybody that's, that paid for the series, the PDF, I will, you know, that comes with it. I will give that to you once it's completed. But if you want a hard copy, just pay for the shipping and handling. For everybody else, the book is only, it will only be $10. Again, this is totally separate. It will have, you know, some of the information that's covered in the 7-hour audio series and this series. But I want to make, and I've already given out the 30-page chapter on the principle of name to help establish magnetism. But the e-book is going to contain all of the information that we're talking about today and that we've been talking about throughout this entire 7-hour series, so that way everybody can have this, so that way they can magnetize themselves, so they can draw wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships to themselves. They don't have to go get it. They can just be it. And by being, you beam. By beam, you bond. And I've done that series already on being. So you're not a spiritual doing. You're not a human doing. You are a human being. But you must be. Then whatever you be, that's what you beam. You send it out. Then whatever you beam, that's what you bond. That's what you that's what you connect with. So the question is, when it comes to magnetism, who are you being? And right now you are being a problem. You're not being a solution. Therefore, you are beaming. You're sending out the frequency of the problem. You're sending out you're not sending out the frequency of the solution. Therefore, you are bonding to more problems. So the fact that you are being, so I don't care about reality. Everybody tell me, Doc, you don't understand reality. Okay, you are being the reality. That's why it's called reality. So the reality doesn't change until you stop identifying with the reality and you start identifying with God's mentality. So you change your reality by using God's mentality. God said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. So if you're righteous, that means you're standing in the right spot. Regardless of reality, you go by God's mentality. God said he wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. God says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. God says that if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more with your heavenly Father? So God said that it rains on the just and the unjust. God said, have you considered the lilies of the field and the birds in the air? They neither sow nor reap. So you can't tell me this, the sowing and reaping, because it also says in that same book that whether you sow or reap, the Father still is going to. So whether you win or lose, whether you give or receive, you're still a winner. So that's just nothing but good. It's always good. It's omnibenevolent. So your ability to always be benevolent means you magnetize, you are being benevolent, therefore you beam benevolent, therefore you bond to benevolent. But if you're not being love, you cannot send out or beam love, therefore you will not bond to or get back love. So the inability, fake magnetism, it sucks you in. Because it has the ability to push your buttons. So fake magnetism is all about control. Number one, it's about control. But how does the control work? Well, the control works on manipulation. And how does the manipulation work? The manipulation works on victimization. So if you are what is a victim? So if you say you're a victim, it's poor me. Give me attention because something happened to me. The victim is a person who is tricked or duped. So a victim has the ability to do something called victimization. So the victimization has the ability to connect with you on a low level or on a frequency that draws you. Now, remember, magnetism is the ability to draw or to attract. But victimization is a negative attraction. It's not a positive attraction. It's the ability or it's the process of victimizing someone or being the victim or drawing something or drawing someone into your field, into your frequency, into your wave, or into your vibration. So victimization is extremely, extremely dangerous because the way it works on the same, except it works on the negative frequency instead of the positive frequency. So I draw you to me so that way I can victimize you. But it doesn't come across that way because, remember, we are connecting based upon a mutual problem. So the problem is victims, they don't have solutions. That's why they're victims. And so this victimization is drawn through anxiety, usually, you know, depression, oppression, depression. So you connect with people because, oh, you're a victim? Or are you depressed? Oh, I'm depressed too. So we both are mutually depressed. And then you are drawn to that person because you are assuming that that person possibly has something that they can say or do to assist you with your oppression. Well, in fact, they are just feeding off of the little energy that you do got left because that's how they're able to maintain their oppression or their depression. Now, brothers and sisters, again, this goes a whole lot deeper. But what I need you to understand that there is a solution, which is the purpose of the book, magnetization, for you to become your own magnet. That means you become a single standing common waveform energy. That means you become self-sufficient. That means that you are the opposite of the 20 steps, and we're going to break down the 21 keys to establishing or becoming a personal magnet tonight in the private group for all of the paid members. So we're going to get past this undeveloped mind that we talked about yesterday or this unbalanced mind, and we're going to create a balanced mind. So concentration is bringing every thought into captivity and seeing. Seeing what? Seeing if it aligns with our design. So we talked about the 20 things that demonizes you or demagnetizes you, and we talked about that yesterday. Remember, we talked about the vague, being negative, defensive, taking everything personal, being disengaged, trying instead of doing, making excuses, being paranoid, being double-minded, comparing yourself to other people, rationalizing, justifying, not taking responsibility, thinking you're a martyr, being angry, being impulsive, not having delayed gratification, wanting to do it now, you know, creating drama, creating trauma, being stubborn or stubborn. All of these are the 20 keys to establishing a demagnetization so that way you repel people. Now we want to talk about establishing the 21, because remember 20 21 is number of perfection. It's the number 7. 3 times for the Trinity gives you 21. So there's 21 keys that override these 20 keys that makes you a magnet. And we're going to break down these 21 keys tonight that establishes your magnetism so that way you become a personal magnet. And I'm going to include these inside of the workbook or the ebook that I will be publishing at the conclusion of this series and making it available for free for everyone who paid for the series, for $10 for the people who did not pay for the series. So that way you at least walk away with the ebook. Because what is the ebook going to do? The ebook is going to tell you you may be attracted or you may be someone who has fake magnetism. And remember, the 3 signs that you're drawing people to you so that way you can, number 1, control them. Now, most people, they don't even know that. Even like all of the bullying. What is bullying? When you bully someone, that's the same thing. That is fake magnetism. It's being fake. You're not being real. So now remember, fake magnetism is usually not identified by the person who's fake, because the definition of fake means not real. That means you're not attached to your true authentic self. What does that mean? That means that these NA characteristics that we talked about in the workbook, you don't have them. So I'm fake if I am not self-expressive, if I am not creative, and if I am not compassionate. Well, where did I get that from? What does it have to do with me? The first letter of my name is a W. So I know that I have something that is innate. It is inside of me. So if I am not expressing, exposing, and expanding, if I am not being the W, if I am not beaming a W, and if I don't bond with other W's, I'm fake. So that means that I'm doing something negatively. So what is the dark side of the W? That's how I know that I'm fake. Because the dark side of the W is, instead of being self-expressive, being self-recessive, meaning that I am an introvert instead of an extrovert, and I'm a taker instead of a giver, and instead of being very artistic, I be very dull or very boring or non-creative, which is a third piece or a third part of the letter W. Well, I become greedy, I become a taker, all of the stuff that I used to be, that's fake magnetism. So people would feel sorry for me because they say, oh, look at the poor little, you know, Mojito, he got his, bad things happened to him when he was a kid, you know. Oh, his mom died when he was young. Oh, look, he grew up and he's been on his own. And, you know, all the stories that I tell so people feel sorry for you, because that is a part of the drama and trauma or the psychology or the, what's the word I'm looking for, or the stages of establishing victimization. And the biggest thing about victim being a victim or fake magnetism is exploitation. If you are being exploited, you know that again, we can get into the psychological terms and all this other good stuff, but there are certain stressors that are involved that brings about, again, exploitation. And the ability to understand how you are being exploited. When we talk about, you can always tell fake magnetism because you are always left emotionally raped. Guaranteed. If you get with somebody and after you talk with them, you kind of like feel a little drained, you just got duped. Now it takes a while for it to kind of hit you. But victimization is always the result of you being emotionally mind F or siphoned, because it's all about emotion. So It's about me leaving you emotionally bankrupt. Now, in order for you to be emotionally bankrupt, now, I see this all the time. I see people, especially with women and with men, they be happy-go-lucky. They just, you know, full of joy and energy, and they meet this guy. In the beginning, it's great, man. They meet, oh, I met this new guy at the club, and he sold this, he sold that, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you know, I talk about the five, you know, things, and the biggest one is, you know, isolation. First thing that they do is they control what you read, the information that you get, and the people that you hang around with. To make a good mind slave, they have to totally isolate you. They have to totally, you know, control you so they can make you subservient. So being victimized with fake magnetism is not physical. If you're in a physical unit, if somebody put their hands on you, and that's a whole nother type of manipulation. But magnetism draws people so that way I can emotionally exploit people. And so fake magnetism is always about exploitation. It tears you down. It doesn't build you up. Now, you can always tell true, authentic magnetism. You always leave feeling better instead of worse. Even if you don't get anything, just the voice, just the encouragement, just the tone in the voice, it speeds up or it elevates. It doesn't tolerate, it actually elevates. But exploitation is the when it comes to under, over, and understand fake magnetism. Now, a lot of people have unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependencies when it comes to victimization and fake magnetism. Now, I'm not getting into, you know, unrealistic expectations and misplaced dependency, because then that the reason that you are being victimized is because you want to be victimized. You are an enabler. And there is a plethora, there's a whole psychology behind, and you know, why people enable other people when it comes to, you know, trauma and drama-induced mind control and, you know, the different things that we use to bring about our own demise because we don't feel that we are worthy for what it is that we get, what we get. Do you know that a lot of people self-sabotage themselves because they don't feel that they deserve to be themselves? So God made you wealthy, healthy, wise, and eligible for a toe-curling relationship. But in your brain, you know, you probably listened to the Reverend Dr. Bishop and they told you you're a poor creature and you're worthless dung, and you believe that. And so now you don't believe that you are worthy or that you deserve wealth, health, wisdom, and so God sends you money, and you sabotage it. You send it back. You know how many people I know go to church on Sunday? Pretty much everybody sitting in there is people who are self-sabotaging themselves. Why? Because they don't believe they go there to get beat down because of the inability to connect with their true, authentic self. Because God made you wealthy, God made you healthy, God made you wise. And so false magnetism or fake magnetism, it makes you believe that you deserve to be a victim, that you deserve to be victimized, that you deserve to be exploited. That is the danger of fake magnetism. Fake magnetism means that you're drawn to people who take advantage of you. You want to be. Now, it's not conscious. You don't wake up and say, okay, I want somebody to mind that for me. But what you do is you draw people to you. Now, fake magnetism works on isolation. That's always, you can always tell fake magnetism because it's always followed by a traumatic event. And then the traumatic event, the person who's fake, they isolate you. I see it all the time. So a man cheats on the wife or the woman. And then what he does is he separates the woman from her family and from her friends. Number two, he does the shame game. He makes the woman feel shame that he cheated. Then he makes the woman feel guilty, and the woman owns his cheat. And then the woman, and sometimes the man, they actually denial. They are actually in a state of denial because this is the four stages of bringing about a good trauma-induced mind control slave to establish victimhood. to make you a victim. I have to overwhelm you with a traumatic event. And then the stigma of that event, bam, you isolate yourself because you're ashamed. You don't want nobody to know that your marriage of 40 years is crumbling. So you got to fake the funk. So you isolate yourself. You're ashamed of yourself. Then you feel guilty because I can't believe I let this happen to myself. Then you get a little confused. And then the next thing you do, you start to deny that it's the other guys who really got the problem, and you own his problem. You just got victimized. You just got sucked into fake magnetism. Do you know how many women are walking around here owning the man's problem, and the man is out creating more drama? I see it all the time. Victimized people, they refuse to talk about what happened. They suffer in silence. That's how victimization works. You ain't going to find nobody saying, oh, on Facebook, on Instagram, talking about the fact that they just got, let's say they got conned by a get-rich-quick scheme. Do you know nobody, let's say Bitcoin? I told a whole bunch of people about Bitcoin. And I told them that. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it right now because it's not fully developed. You know how many people I know who tried to get me to sign up for Bitcoin? They lost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. None of them has come back and told me, hey, Brother Will, why? They refuse to talk about what happened. They're ashamed. They feel guilty. They're in a state of denial. That's how they got drawn. They got sucked into fake magnetism. It's called advertising. You got to advertise to me. I'm not interested in what you advertise because I'm not interested in being advertised. I'm interested into a natural connection based upon chemistry. That's the result of, again, your biology. That's the result of your spirituality. So we are connected in the spirit realm. We're not connected through some clever advertising realm. I'm not buying no freaking Air Jordans. I don't give a damn how great they are. Because I can go down there and buy me a $30 pair of shoes that's just as good as a freaking 300 pair of Air Jordans. But I'm not going to get sucked into it because I understand how to create good victims to take your chi or your money along with your energy and your emotions so you are left on the side of the road emotionally bankrupt. See, once you start the process of drama and trauma, any type of traumatic event, any type of a dramatic event, you are engaged in the process of becoming a victim. It just now, I just sit back and I'll just watch the show. Because trauma and drama is victimization. That's the way to suck your chi, your energy, because your energy is your time, and it's your money, and it's your resources. Do you know how much time and energy and money people spend talking about events, talking about things that happen? Girl, you're not going to believe what happened. Because once you become a part of the victimhood, then you go to another group of people. This is how you know that you are in or that you have fake magnetism. You are a part of an organization. It's an organization that's unnamed. It's called Survivalhood. So you go from D-hood, then you go to victimhood, and then you finally settle down in survivalhood. That's when you're just surviving. Well, you know, boo-boo, we've been married for 40 years, so you know what? You know, he's my man. I do love him. Or if it's a man, oh, you know the song, I love my baby mama. I never let him go. You're just surviving. You're not thriving. You've just been siphoned. Now you're a good mind slave because you're part of survivalhood. You're surviving. You're not thriving. And then you listen to people who come around like me talking about wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. And you say, I'm not interested in that, Brother Will. I just want to sit back and survive, brother. You know, I'm good. Me, my foe, and no more. You know, we got, you know, Section 8 housing. You know, we get the food stamps from the government every week. You know, I get my Social Security. You know, I mean, it's only X amount of dollars a month. You know what? I'm not interested in, brother. Oh, man, but I got this organization, man, Kingdom Men's Training Center, man. It's going to allow you to, you know, elevate your consciousness, to expand your consciousness. You know, you're going to be wealthy, healthy, wise. Oh, that's I just want to go home, man, and, you know, kick back, make me a bowl of Captain Crunch cereal, watch cartoons. I'm just surviving, bro. I'm not interested in thriving. That's how you know you're talking to somebody who's went through the three stages. They went from D-hood to victimhood, not in survival hood. They all hoods. They got their hoodie on. That's why niggas walk around with hoodies, because it represents the hood. You won't see my black behind in no hoodie. Now, this is a carefully orchestrated system. They just don't make this shizness up. Like, it took years and years and years of planning to take you out of etymology so that way you don't understand atomology, so that way you don't know etymology, which I'll be breaking down later on tonight. So this is just not make-believe. This ain't no fairy tale. I'm not sitting here making this shizness up. This has been around since the beginning of time. The reptilians came here, and they saw you. Now, remember, the kingdom is pre-Adamic teaching. Let me say that again. This is the difference between what I teach and everybody I know. I don't know nobody who teaches pre-Adamic teachings. I don't know nobody. That's called the church age. I'm not in the church age. I'm in the kingdom age. That's the difference between what I teach and everybody else. If you want to know, okay, Brother Will, why should I listen to you versus, you know, T.D. Jakes, you know, Reverend Dr. Bishop, or somebody else? Nobody else is going to teach you. What did Adam and Eve do before the fall? Anybody remember? Did y'all remember the story in Genesis? Go back to Genesis before the fall. What did Adam and Eve do? You're going to read something like this. They walked in the cool of the day. They communicated 24/7 with the Father. They didn't have no dirt suit, what you got. Because immediately after the fall, next thing you know that they were covered, and they knew that they were naked. See, everybody else teach after Adam and Eve fall. I teach before Adam and Eve fell. Everybody else teach tree of knowledge of good and evil. I teach tree of life. Yahushua came that you may have tree of life. That's what I teach. I teach kingdom. If you go to the book of Acts, Jesus came preaching the kingdom. He didn't come preaching the church. He didn't come preaching morality. He didn't come preaching good and evil. See, you can't be magnetized if you don't really over and understand how the Eden, the hood, makes you a bring about victimhood, so that way you stuck with survival hood. So most people are, I know, they're just surviving. They're not thriving. That is fake magnetism. Fake magnetism is you're not being. You're not walking in the cool of the day with the Father, connected to the Father 24/7, 365. There has to be a technique. That there is some kind of a hoop. There's some kind of control. There's some kind of manipulation. There's rules. There's regulations. Now, why do you need, now again, why do you need rules and regulations? Unless you are ruleless. Remember, laws are for lawless. So if you're lawless, you do need everything that everybody else is talking about. If you are willing to be beam and bond, if you are willing to do those three B's, then you're a magnet. And the Father is going to download his spirit. In fact, he's already downloaded his spirit inside of you. He's operating as you, and he's going to manifest himself through you. Now, how do I know? Well, that's what I'm going to be breaking down this Sunday. So that way, it is crystal clear. Because a lot of people, they think the fake magnetism is the real magnetism. And fake magnetism is actually really to identify. Because you're going to see somebody surviving. That's fake. Survivalhood. You're not going to see thrivalhood. You're not going to see nobody thriving. You're going to see people surviving. Now, again, nothing really wrong with it, because how do you know what you don't know? You don't know until you talk to somebody who tells you, hey, putting all of your energy into good and bad, good and bad, good and bad. That's good, that's bad, that's good, that's bad, that's good, that's bad. Putting all your energy into duality, that doesn't allow you to live life fully at its optimum level, because all of your energy is taken up in debating and arguing and trying to be good or trying to avoid being bad. There's no energy put into living. So the kingdom is based upon leadership that allows you to be the king. It's the ability to raise your thinking to a place of peace and victory. It's the ability to draw everything to you that's taught by you. And we talked about that in John chapter 8, verse 1. So magnetization is the result of understanding the 21 keys that starts with being, number one, specific. So the key to being a magnet is total 100% concentration on your specific niche. How do you do that? You don't have to know your niche. What do you have to know? You have to know the thing that is your diss track. It's a diss track. Now, you got a track. You're supposed to be on a specific track. That's magnetism. Do you know that magnetism is an automatic result when you are inspiring yourself? When you are excited, when you are motivated, it's enthusiastic confidence. That's magnetism. So a high level of personal magnetism is just enthusiasm and confidence. Now, enthusiasm by definition is EN, that means in, and then enthusiasm means theos. So enthusiasm means in theo or theon. That means in God. And God is G-O-D, grantor of destiny. That's your track. So enthusiasm means on track or in track. So that means you cannot have a diss track. You cannot be off your track. That's sin. So a lack of a track, a lack of purpose is the problem. Because morality and immorality exists where purpose is not known. Because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So abuse doesn't happen if you have purpose. Because what does purpose do? Purpose puts you in righteousness. That means you're standing in the right place. So if you find yourself comparing yourself to other people, that's a sign that you're not in purpose. Because remember, comparisons is one of those things that means that you are establishing a disposition or a day moon that's different from your track. So magnetize, personal magnetization, the ability to magnetize yourself, is the result of enthusiasm. Now, enthusiasm can be fake. You ever seen anybody that has fake jovialness? They're not really happy, but they're faking like they're happy. So how do you increase your magnetism? You know, for me, magnetism is in the power of the gaze. It's called a magnetic gaze. It's in the eyes. When you look somebody in the eye, you can tell. Well, I can tell instantly. Because their eyes have attractive eyes. And a lot of people don't have that. I remember the first time I saw my wife, that's the only thing I could see when I first walked into this boardroom, was in the meeting. All I could see was her eyes. And I was attracted to her eyes because what was in the eyes? Intensity. The purpose of the magnetic gaze is to consciously under open understanding to increase the inspiration. Inspiration is in spiritas. That means in the spirit. So this is not, now in the ancient texts, they all knew this. You ever notice when you make eye contact with somebody, people either look away or you stare. If you see somebody that you are attractive Look at the word attractive. Attract. If you see somebody that's very attract, then your eyes, that has to do with the power communication that is beyond physical. It's magnetic. It's an electromagnetic. It's the ability to have a conversation through the power of inspiration and the power of enthusiasm. Because inspiration means in spiritas, that means spirit, that means in spirit. Enthusiasm means in God. It is the spirit that is in God. So the spirit that is in God, or the spirit that is in me, and the spirit that is in you connect, because it's the same spirit. So game recognizes game. God recognizes God. Remember, God only responds to other gods. So if you're on a frequency other than God, what frequency is other than God? Fear, doubt, unbelief, licentiousness, jealousy. All the fruit of the flesh is anti, because God is not flesh. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit. So personal magnetism is spiritual magnetism. Spiritual magnetism is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. And you're talking about what? You're doing what? That is not spiritual. That's fleshly. So you connect with people based upon the level of your magnetism. So you don't have to worry about connecting or disconnecting from people. It's done automatically. It's just waiting for the physical. People disconnect from people spiritually all the time, but it may take 5 years for them to disconnect physically. So this is spiritual. It's like, so when people, when relationships break up and people are surprised, I'm never surprised, because I saw the relationship broke up 5 years ago. When a relationship starts, when a business starts, when a business fails, you can tell if you are in the spirit. So there's nothing that surprises you, because everything is energetic. Everything is based upon intention. So the ability to be a spiritual magnet has the ability for you to be in tune with yourself, to be in tune with the attributes and characteristics that make you enthusiastic, that makes you inspirational. So if you're doing something that doesn't inspire you, that means you can't be you. Because, again, it is inspire. It's the ability to go in and put in the spire, or the spear, or the speed, or the seed. It's the ability to unlock the power that is within you. And we all have this power. We all have this treasure. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, brothers and sisters, all neuroscientists on the planet all talk about epigenetics. Now that's like the new thing that, you know, that I've been talking about for years. Now everybody's on board with understanding how every day you have to switch off all distractions, because all of these distractions keep you off the track that you're supposed to be on. And you got to put all of your energy into the things that inspire you and the things that bring about enthusiasm in you. Now, every once in a while I hear people say that nothing inspires me and I don't have no enthusiasm. And I remember way, way back in the day, years and years ago, saying that or feeling that same thought. And the reason that you say that or feel that is because you are still in the hood. The only question is, which hood are you in? Because remember, when you put a hoodie on, what does it do? It covers your head. What's in the head? The head is the heaven. What's the heaven? The crown chakra. So the Father communicates you through the frequency of God, comes down into the circle of Willis in the top of the head, and the 13th zodiac is the Messiah, Christ. So there's Christ had 12 disciples. He was the 13th. But he's Christ. Now remember, Christ is the messianic office. The furnace is the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. That means that is your position. That's your diakonia. So the diakonia, Christ, gives the message to the 12 disciples, the 12 cranial nerves, and the 12 cranial nerves go out throughout all of the 12 tribes of Judah. That represents the 12 primary meridian lines in the body. It carries the message from the head to the body and connects it to the 12 tectonic plates in the earth. But if the head is covered, if the head is shielded, if you are in the hood, if you are victimhood, or you're in the survival hood, then you can't receive the message from the Father or from the Patar. The word Patar means generator. Generator means the person that sends a signal. So the Father is sending you a signal, but you're in the hood. So you're in depression, or you're in oppression, or you're in depression, or you're in possession. That's all hoodology. So without, if you are in hoodology, you can't understand theology. So hoodology prevents you from understanding etymology, atomology, and etymology, because you got hoodology 101. You got victimology 102, or you got survivalology 103, depending on where you're at. So you say, Doc, I can't understand what you're saying, bro. I'm just surviving, man. Me, my foe, and no more. We're just trying to get by. So your job is you got to sharpen your saw. You got to hang out with people who have focus, discipline, and order. If you listen to this show, if you hang out with me, it's just a matter of time. You cannot continue to listen to this show and don't have focus, discipline, and order. Because what it does, you will find yourself losing the ability to focus and to concentrate and to bring about, remember, the definition of fear, inability to override your imagination. The definition of faith, ability to override your imagination from running around and put it onto one thing. That's called focus. Then you're going to exercise some discipline, and that's going to bring about freaking order in your life. And once your God is a God of order, once you bring about order, that's going to lighten and remove your mood and your attitude. It's going to take you out of the hood. You'll stop being a victim. You'll get out of survival mode. You're going to start feeling better. You're going to start smiling. You're going to start eating healthier. You're going to start drinking better water. You're going to raise your thinking. You're going to get it, activate the brain. You're going to raise your vibration. You're going to start smiling more. You're going to start rewiring your brain with positive thoughts instead of negative thoughts. And then over a span or a space of time, you're going to activate the power of the mind. And then once that happens, it's lights out. Because now you're in the driver's seat. Now you're going to put the devil under your feet. Because now you're going to start responding to the word of God. And then you're going to say things like, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Then you're going to be walking around talking about, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. And then you're going to be saying stuff like, I've been old and I've been young. I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. And then you're going to end up saying stuff like, all things work together for my good. When I lose, I win. And when I win, I win. And then you're going to have dunamis power. And then you're going to start calling those things that are not as though they were. And then you're going to have faith. And then you're going to realize that all you got to do is the faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that we're going to realize that the world was framed by the words. So when you speak words, you frame worlds. So you bring about what you think about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Then you're going to start talking like God. You're going to start walking like God. You're going to start looking like God. And God is going to see himself inside of you. And then you will be the vibrational equivalent of God. And then you'll be able to say, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he did not count it robbery to be equal with God. And then you will overstand, my brothers and sisters, when I have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And then when that happens, you are out of the hood. Now you're in the kingdom, and you are a king or a queen because you understand keys. When you understand these keys, you go from the hood to the kingdom, to the palace. You go from the prison to the palace, from the outhouse to the house. And that's a magnet. When you become the king, then you magnetize everything. It's about kingdom, because there's a king. And it's time for you to become a magnet and to magnetize this kingdom. So, brothers and sisters, tonight we continue with part four of the series, Magnetization, Monetization, Maximization. And we break down the 21 keys to become a kingdom magnet, to magnetize your kingdom. We already talked about the 20 keys or the 20 things that demonizes you or demagnetizes you. Now we're going to break down the 20 things that actually brings about this magnetization process or completes this magnetization process. And we'll get into also the production of the product so that way you can express, expose, and expand all the things that you're learning in this series. So, brothers and sisters, the honor and the privilege. God bless you, and thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah, or bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. Bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Why can't